A good portion of the renovated Dilworth Park outside Philadelphia City Hall is now open to the public. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports there was pomp and circumstance to start the new life of City Hall's grand entrance.
Park is open!
A stilt walker announced the opening of the park, and the Temple University band came up the steps from the SEPTA station as the ribbon was cut, signaling the transformation of the old Dilworth Plaza into Dilworth Park. City Council President Darrell Clark joked it looked like the project might never be done. But he said Paul Levy of the Center City District, who oversaw the project, never gave up.
And you know, we figured it was pretty easy to go along with that, because there was no way in the world he's going to get $50 million, right? So we signed off. Yeah, Paul, you got it. We're there. Whatever the city needs to do, we're on board. And daggone it, this guy pulled it off.
There's a fountain which will transform into a skating rink in the winter, a beautiful entrance to the SEPTA station below, and soon, Levy says, a grassy section for a quiet corner in the heart of Center City.
We will have staff here all the time. Unlike Love Park, which doesn't always fully staff, there will be people here at all times to just remind people of what the rules of public behavior are. I'm sure we'll have some people push the edges, but that's human nature. We expect this to be a really wonderful place for the public.
Therese Balzaret works in Center City and is impressed.
I love to see this spot cleaned up, and it's spectacular. It really is. It's going to bring people out. People are going to congregate in the right way, not sleep overnight over here.
The final phase of the park, a green space, is scheduled to open in October, thanks to an additional $850,000 state grant. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.